next month. So hopefully if we go down there and let the people there feel good.
Okay, so when you say, you've been there before, have you?
Yes.
Okay, and how do they receive your music?
Nice. They have a massive audience down in Brazil, you know.
Okay.
And
so I guess reggae is quite big in Brazil. I don't really know anything about...
Yeah, reggae is big down there, you know.
Okay.
They're massive down in Brazil. The people are just hungry for the music, you know.
Okay, so another thing I wanted to ask you, because you've got that kind of a Gregory Isaacs sound, do you think that influences how you sing or not?
Well, yes, I guess so, you know. But well, we know, say, as I said, Gregory is one of the great reggae superstar. Yes, what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know, I guess so, you know. I guess it's our influence. Well, Gregory is my favorite singer, you know.
Okay.
One of my greatest singer, you know.
Yeah. And I think it's good to, I mean, if you've got a voice of anyone, it's nice to have one of someone who's so well known. And yet, I mean, it sounds a little like him, but you've still got your own distinct sound, which
is
important.
Well, you have your own sound, you know, but you just, how can I explain it, you know? Because it just happens. It's not something you practice or anything. It just automatically happens, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a nice sound. I mean, I think when we first heard you, a colleague of mine, she did say that. That's the first thing she actually said. And I was wondering, I said, I'm sure other people must have said that to you.
Yeah. Yeah, we get that a lot, you know.
Yes, big up all the people in the chat room and all the silent listeners. You're logged in to Lady Loy. I'm interviewing City Ranks. The time is now 9:25. Because I know where I'm going. So all who don't want, shall know Lord. Cha-cha now, them bad mind and them grow. I was just thinking, you know, I mean, up until the point where I went to the show last week, City Ranks, I hadn't really heard much by that name. Was Cyrenius Black more a popular name? Or why did you change from Cyrenius Black to City Ranks?
Well, City Rank, Cyrenius Black. Cyrenius Green is the original name.
Okay.
So we just changed it to Cyrenius Black.
Okay. And then from Cyrenius Black to City Ranks.
I was original City Ranks before.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
So, okay. And the Cyrenius Black, you get like some dubsteppers, Europe kind of thing.
Okay.
You know,
and did you want me to play some more conscious music? Shall we give that a try? Open this packet. We don't need no other man. Just say what you say from now on. And do what you do from now on. Just say what you say from now on. Do So do you have any particular track on this that you want me to play? What number?
Africa is Calling.
What number is that one?
I guess it's one.
We will be singing an happy song and rejoicing. And I will be leading a crew because I know where I'm going. So hallo, don't want, show no Lord. Ja, ja, no.
This is again by City Ranks, but under the name of Cyrenius Black. And it's called Africa is Calling.
Africa is calling.
Imagine this on Just Shaka's turntable.
Africa is alone. No matter where we roam, Africa is alone. So long I've been away, I know I have a lot, we're gonna stray.
So I saw on one of your record sleeves, I saw you with something like dreadlocks. Did you used to be a Rasta?
Yeah, short-lived, you know. Short-lived.
It was short-lived.
Yeah.
So what made you go into follow the Rastafari faith?
You know, the word Rastafari is in for the whole reality, the whole thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
Rastafari, you know.
Yeah.
So we always have to give that grace, that, you know.
Okay.
And give that some strength every
okay.
time, you know.
So.
I love that.
Yeah, but you're not answering my question. So you went into Rastafari. What year was
yeah,
that?
Well,
what year was that?
Well, that was a few years ago.
Is that under Cyrenius Black or?
That was under City Ranks.
Under City Ranks.
That was City Ranks Road of Life.
Okay, right.
Because in all I have six CD albums.
Oh, you've got six in all?
Yes.
Going back to the Rasta team that you seem to be avoiding. So, I was just curious, how did that inspire your work? So which one of the tracks was it when you was inspired by Rastafari? Which one of the CDs was that?
That is Road of Life.
Oh, the one I'm playing now?
No,
oh, maybe I don't have that one then.
No, I don't have
that. Okay, I've got it. So we're going to see how that pans out. So, City Ranks, you've had quite a diverse musical life, it would seem. You've gone from, like, roots to lovers. And you know, out of the two kind of genres, which do you prefer?
Well, we love all of them, you know.
But if you had to choose one?
Well, I hope I don't have to choose.
You're making it very difficult.
No.
So we've got Road of Life, which was inspired when you were of Rastafarian faith. I know you still are. You're a Barlid Rasta, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
which one of the tracks should I select for the listeners? So that gives you an insight of you.
The very first track.
The very first track, okay. In the meantime, while it's G'ing up, I'm going to play another track. I don't know quite why it's taking so long to read that one. Okay. A bit dodgy.
Not yet.
Yeah, I think there might be something a bit wrong with that CD. So what I'll do is I'll play a little bit more of this. This track, it's nice. The question I want to ask you callers or you listeners is, what was the band that Sidi Ranks, the first band he set up? And the telephone number is 0208 123 0901, or you can just write it down in the Jamrock chat room if you like. The name of the band Sidi Ranks had, let me know what it is to win a CD. Lot of music, and it's quite diverse. And I mean, one thing I like about your CDs is the majority of them, you can play every single track, and every track is good, which you don't usually find on albums these days.
Yeah, we always try to do the right thing, you know. Well, if we're not doing the right thing, but we try to get it right every time by make sure we have the right words, you know.
And you write a lot of your music. I mean, most of your tracks, you write them yourself.
Yes, I write most of my stuff.
So it's all very original. And what's the inspiration behind all those words?
Yeah, Jah Almighty. You know.
Jah Almighty.
Yeah, you know.
I Oh, thank you, Anon. Thank you for the feedback. No, Sirenius Black is the name of the artist. It's not the name of the band. Sorry. You have to think back. Think of Clancy Eccles. Expect from City Ranks? I mean, what are you up to these days? You know, what kind of work, what are you working on at the moment?
Well, City Ranks is working on music. You know, City Ranks, we have a brand new CD coming out soon, very soon.
What's the title
this
of that
one
CD?
Is coming, I don't even give the title yet, but this one I know coming out soon. We just have it mixing down now, you know, so we just have put it out there for the people.
So you can't give me a sample?
Well, no, we don't have the sample right now. For
no, I mean for seeing live and direct for the listeners.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, good. That. Well, I'm going to turn down this
sing for the people,
this time. Track now. And so we're going to hear live and direct a sample of the new CD. Okay, go ahead, City Ranks. Live, a cappella.
Jah, you're so good to me. You're true to me. You gave me a life that I can live. You create the day and show me the way. See to it that I never go astray. I spend my whole life spreading your love all over this land. So many times I've been hurt and treated wrong. Until one day I gave my whole heart to thee. Cause I know there's a God up above looking down on me, you know.
Very, very nice. Is it a gospel track?
I'm not sure if I can call it a gospel track, you know, but it's in that area, you know.
Okay. I mean, gospel reggae seems to be really, really quite popular now.
Yes.
Well, we have a winner. We have a winner of one of City Ranks CDs, and it goes out to Leslie A, and I'll be taking your address later, Leslie, and sending that CD off to you. So congratulations. And I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks now. And just like a river rhythm,
you better be, you better be.
I was just curious as to, you know, like that's just like a river rhythm. And I think that is Stranger Calling Gladys. I mean, how difficult is it to, you know, really get those rhythms? I mean, a lot of your music has brilliant rhythm tracks. How difficult is it to secure those kind of rhythms?
Well, that track, I didn't get hold of that track personally myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is when we do it, the record company itself get hold of that track, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so you just bring it to me, so just vice them.
So how do you know what kind of rhythms you want to marry up your music with?
Well, I guess that inside, you know.
So what? Explain a little bit more about that.
Because I guess you have to check. You have to think about the people them and where you expect the people them to hear.
Okay.
So I guess you just have that inside in your brain, like, you know what I mean, and then you just bring that out, you know. So you just think about the music itself.
You think about one of the, because most of your music is on old time rhythm. So you just think about an old time rhythm,
yes.
And then you kind of marry up your lyrics to that rhythm.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
So we try and keep that for you.
Okay. Yes, if you've just logged in, you've logged into City Ranks, and this is Lady Loy conducting an interview here on Jamrock Radio.
See my brothers and sisters underground. I know that Mount Zion is our home.
I had another question for you. I wanted to know how come you've been kept under the radar for so long? Especially, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure about keeping under the radar, you know, because you see, when you don't have a major company promoting your stuff and all those type of things, and you're trying to do it by yourself, and mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's like you can only do so much, you know.
Okay.
So you see, this is one of those things, you know. But like I would say, in England here, promotion wise, very difficult, you know. But like Africa,
mm-hmm.
Brazil, Caribbean, like, you know, the music is large over them country there.
So what promotion mechanism are they using out there that's different from the UK?
Well, I don't know. The people, they maybe just use the music, and I'm not sure. Okay. But the people, them just love the music, you know. And music get around now so easy, you know, like CD selling, because, you know, CD selling now.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know, a lot of our artists now are having to self-promote and rely on technology to promote their music. Do you think this is a plus or minus for the music business?
Yeah, well, you know, I guess it's good on one side, but again, it's no good. I'm not sure. I guess it's a minus, you know. It's a minus for the music right now for me, because CD sales and all them kind of, you can't sell a CD sale.
Mm.
You know what I mean? When you make a CD now, you just give it, you know what I mean? Give it out, you know?
Mm.
Or the seal now, I mean, I know the seal got, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you can't count nothing up. You can't add nothing up.
Yeah, because everything's so cheap. I guess everything is so cheap. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, everything is just cheap, you know. And you make a CD now, you put it up on YouTube, then the time, yep, and you go up on YouTube, you see, what, tens of thousands of licks. You see what I'm saying? And that's about it.
So, but if you get all those listeners or those people downloading your music or at least listening to it, do you see that as a positive in the sense that that means that you're more visible? I mean, people are more, you know, if they like your music, they're going to be, you know, if you was to have a concert or something, they'd probably recognize you, whereas they might not have done otherwise.
Yes, that may be good in that sense, you know. Maybe good in that sense, but again, you need to sell some units and make sure you get that in. You see what I'm saying? Some
I understand, you know? That.
But that ain't happening, you know?
Yeah, it must be quite difficult. So the thing is,
it's very difficult. You put music online and all them kind of thing. You have to pay for keep music online. And then you have to promote it as well and all them kind of thing.
So when you say you have to pay to keep music online, what do you mean?
Well, if you put music on any one of them download net site, you have to pay to keep it there, you see.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you have to pay to keep it there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, yeah, you have to.
So how does that work? I mean, give me an example of one of the sites.
Well, iTunes.
Okay, so if you upload one of your tracks, they charge you?
Yeah.
And so what do they do? Charge you per track or charge per CD? How does that work?
I guess them charge for a hit. So you'll put a album up there, you have to pay so much for a hit to keep it live on the net.
But is that like the... The charge that they pay just for the site, or is that actually for advertising your CD or for making your CD accessible? What's the charge for? Because this is new to me.
Well, to keep it in online.
Okay.
The charge. If you load it up, then you have to pay to keep it there.
Okay.
You see, and you have to pay so much for the year to keep it there. When the tire year run out, then you have to pay again.
Okay, so
if you don't sell a CD, then
you still have to pay.
You still have to pay.
But say, for example, like I have a habit of, you know, if I had some vinyls that I wanted to convert to an MP3, and then I downloaded it, and the only way I could get it uploaded was through iTunes. But I wasn't charged a fee for that, so I don't.
What's the selling?
Oh no. So that's so you have like a seller site. Okay.
You sell and decide. You have people. I'll collect your money, send the money to you. You see?
Yeah, so what about eBay or?
Yeah, you sell on eBay and all of them sites.
Yeah.
Amazon and one of them sites, you see?
Oh, so are you on all of those sites?
Yeah, I've seen it on them sites.
Okay. So do you get a lot of feedback or do you get people buying them or?
Yeah, you have people buy one or few CD up there. I sell a lot of CD up there.
Okay.
You know? I sell loads of CD up there too.
Okay, and what's the fee like? Like for an annual fee, what would it be like to put if you put up just one CD?
One CD fee, to be honest, I'm not sure now, you know. I guess last year I was the people, something like about 40 quid, something to keep it up on for the year.
About £40?
Yeah.
Oh, for the year?
For the year.
Okay. So I guess, you know, it's still quite a lot of money. But you know something, in America, it works the same way, you know, because even though you see all these artists and you think they're all being promoted, and it looks as though they're being promoted, if they're in Billboard, they have to pay for those entries. And I think they pay more, a lot more than what we do in the UK. So, I mean, they make themselves more visible. But it's really kind of a superficial kind of, you know, visibility because they're paying to be out there as opposed to
yep.
the people promoting them
yep.
so that they're big enough to be, you know, yep. recognized.
Yep. Yeah, the business now really get difficult, you know, as we have said, because you have to pay to keep it online. And then you put CD out there, people just copy CD and sell it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I can understand. So for you, it's not a plus. So we've been talking to Sidi Ranks for nearly an hour now, and we've been enjoying his music. And so your CD, when is that coming out? Tell our listeners a bit about how it's coming out and when.
That CD coming out in the next month, 4 weeks.
And how can people get hold of it?
And well, again, that CD, it's going to be on that like, internet site, download site, iTunes, Amazon, that's where it's at to go. You know.
Okay, and can you give us a little bit about the title and who, you know, the producers or the, you know?
Yeah, well, that one going produced by Sidi Rank himself, you know.
Okay, so you're promoting
title,
that one yourself.
Yeah, and as we said, the title, I haven't decided on the title yet.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah.
So we'll just have to be looking out for Sidi Ranks for
yes,
the time being.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'd like to thank you for coming in. It's been, you know, really enjoyable, and I've yes. enjoyed your music.
Okay.
And I'll continue to play it, and even though you're not coming in all the time for this interview, I will rotate it because I actually like it. I mean, you can have some people that you interview, and, you know, you're kind of promoting them as artists and
yes.
you're promoting their works. But sometimes the music doesn't really sit well with you. But, you know, at least with, you know, the majority of your tracks, I actually like them. So that's good. So yeah, I can put good. Them on a rotation.
Yeah, that's good. Can I big up a few people?
Yes, of course. Feel free.
First, make a big you up and say thanks for having me, Lady Lai. Of respect to you.
Okay.
And big up all the listeners outside there. I just want big up Viv. You know, see my look. Viv, me not forget you, because see I look right. Yeah, well, I want to say enough respect to John. John, enough respect to you and the family, boss. That's what we are saying. I just want big up Rudolph and Bishop Mason, Naluton. Enough respect to you and your family, sir. And I just want to give thanks to all of the people who are listening and all of the people, Sidi Rank fans outside there. So, enough respect.
Okay.
Thanks for having me here again.
Okay, thank you. And one of our listeners was saying it's really difficult for the independent artists, and, you know, it is a cry from the independent artists, you know, because they know how talented they are. They really want to be recognised. They want to be appreciated for all the hard work they've put into it. And we don't know what the answer is. Do you have any answers before we leave?
I don't know what the answer is, you know. I'm searching a long time for the answer, you know. We want to need back record shop and promoters to promote record. And
so do you think it's about money, having your own record shop? And because even if you had your own record shop, that means you'll be promoting your own music.
Well,
what about these other artists?
We need more record shop.
Okay.
You know, and we need more promoter to promote the music.
Okay. So you think it's the death of the record shop has had a lot, has contributed a lot?
Yes, definitely.
But then if you've got the record shop and you can still get the tracks on to be downloaded, maybe you should be forcing people then. Oh, there's a phone going. Yeah, I was going to say maybe we should be forcing people to buy the records as opposed to the CD. But I think the fad is already gone, isn't it? It's already gone through the gate. It's like, you know, trying to fix the gate after the horse has bolted.
Yeah, well.
So, you know, but I think that's the only way if you can do a roundabout turn and force people to buy music and not get it online. I think that's the only way forward for the artists.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in. I'm going to close down.
Thanks for having me again.
You're welcome.
I just want an office.
Okay, take care now. There's some, we had City Ranks in their studio. And City Ranks is based in the UK. All the way from Jamaica. And yeah, please listen out for his music and try not to download it and sell it. But just spread the word around. And I just want to thank all of you for all your input in the chat room. Big up Donicky, big up Anon, big up Wildfire Records, big up Leslie, the winner of one of his CDs, and big up Catty, big up Glenn Lewis, big up Lloydie, big up, oh boy, there's just too many people for big up. Big up my brother Russ Metrix and his wife Mary Anger, and big up everybody. All the silent listeners.
You got to do all the good you can and let it show. Also got to lead you in the right direction you wanna go. You got to do all the good you can and let it show you. Also got to lead you in the right direction you wanna go. And you got to work hard. Oh Lord. Man, you got to work hard.
DJ Stax is in the house, and I'm going to play Fire Corner, which is the winning answer to the competition.
On your boss DJ, I King State, hopped it from the top to the very last drop.
Brown, and you are listening to none other than Jamrock Radio. Why? Because they make you jam, they make you rock. Simple things like Brown says, Jamrock Radio.
Goodbye, everyone, and I just want to wish you a safe and productive week. The time is now 10 o'clock, and I'm going to be handing you over to DJ Stax. Just want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for your participation. Love on all. And big up all the international listeners and all of those in the chat room.
Have a sip with me. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one night, two night, three, four, bottle of beer. We were drinking the whole night long, rock and rolling and having fun. Babe decided to drink some more, but when I look out the clock, it was 3:45. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender. Not one, not two, not three, four, who bought the bed. And rolling and having fun. Babe decided to drink some more, but when I looked up the clock, it was 3:45. I said, hey, bartender. I said, hey, bartender.
Annie's Hair Creations, unisex salon, Luton's number one for Afro-Caribbean and European hair and nails. Open at 1 Collingdon Street in Luton. With weaves from £30, cornrows from £15, and treatments from a